Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Chayei Sarah, Week 5, Second Aliyah. Abraham said to him, "See to it, you do not take my son back there. Only you must not take my son back there." Genesis 24, 6 and 8. Why couldn't Yitzhak go to the land from where Abraham had left? Yitzhak was 40, and the time to find him a wife had come. The Eternal didn't want him to marry a woman from the daughters of Canaan, nor a woman from Egypt. Abraham made his most trustworthy servant, Eliezer, swear by the sign of the circumcision covenant, and sent him to find a wife for his son in the land where his relatives, the descendants of Shem, son of Noah, lived. When Eliezer asked him if he could take Yitzhak there, in case the woman didn't want to come, Abraham gave him a firm no, and he did so twice. Why couldn't Yitzhak go to the place from where Abraham had come? On the one hand, we can see that Yitzhak couldn't leave the promised land. Further on, when he tries to go down to Egypt, the Eternal forbids him to do it and orders him to stay in the land. Genesis 26, verse 2. Yitzhak was the only one of the three patriarchs who wasn't allowed to go into a foreign land. His life was attached to the land of the promise, and he had to remain there until the resurrection. On the other hand, we have to ask ourselves, why didn't Abraham want his son to go visit his cousins and other relatives? What was wrong with that? The scriptures reveal that the family Abraham had left, they were idolater and they did not follow the Lord. This is in Joshua 24, verse 15. Abraham made the decision to leave all kinds of idolatrous practices and live solely for the Creator of heaven and earth. 24, 3. He knew too well the influence family members can have, and it is very possible that he didn't want to expose his son Yitzhak to the pressure that comes from family bonds. Yitzhak would be in danger of adopting their pagan customs, which would corrupt his soul and damage the redemption plan for the world. Yitzhak was the son of the promise, and he had to be protected from any kind of evil corruption. Abraham Avinu's example shows us that we have to be very careful if sending our children to a world that we have left so that they are not corrupted by their ways. Now that we have left behind contacts and relationships with those who engage in worldly practices, it is important to prevent our children from going back there. Because why then did the Eternal bring us out of there? All the process of redemption and restoration that we are living would be stopped and aborted with the next generation. May the Eternal give us grace to guide our children correctly so they can continue on the line of blessing and redemption that we receive from our Father Abraham and our Lord Yeshua Meshechainu, our Messiah. Shalom.